Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Tes Vav, Sota 15b, pagination is 30, starting from the Mishnah, 5 lines down from the top. Hayamevi Pili Shal Cheres, they would bring a certain container made out of earthenware, v'nosin l'socha, and that we'd put into it the water which would be used as the sota water. The Gemara tells us about 8 lines later, Tana we learnt, pili shel cheres chadosha divi Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that this earthenware vessel has to be new. Indeed, the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yishmael and say that it doesn't have to be new, but the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael is that it has to be new. Asks the Gemara, "My taima de Rabbi Yishmael, what is the reason for Rabbi Yishmael? What is his source?" The Gemara answers, "Gomar kli kli mimitzora." The vessel used by Sota is compared to the vessel used by Metzora. Just like over there it has to be new, so over here also it has to be new. How do I know by Metzora that it has to be new? Says the Gemara, El Kli Cheres Al Mayim Chayim, because the vessel is compared to the water. Ma Mayim Chayim, just like the fresh water, Shelo Nesesa Bohen Melacha, no work was done with it. It's new. Af kli shelo ne'esesa bo malacha. Also, the vessel that it's never been used. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. As I mentioned, the Rabbanon argue. The Rabbanon hold it doesn't have to be new, but Rabbi Yishmael holds it has to be new. The Gemara, in the middle of a line, tells us, Amar Rava, in the name of Rava, Lo Shanu, we did not learn this law about nu, Ela Shalonis Achmu Panov, except in a case where it did not get darkened. Avol Nis Achmu Panov, but if it was darkened, Pisulin, it's going to be Pasul. Rashi learns that this Loshanu of Rava is referring to the Rabbanon. According to the rabbi's opinion that the Kli Cheres of Sota does not have to be new, says Rava, even though it doesn't have to be new, but if it's so used that it's darkened, then it's pasul, because then it's no longer comparable at all to the Mayim Shalonishtanu, that it's not changed. Doesn't have to be that it was never used, but it has to be that it's not altered. And if it's darkened from use, then it's altered and it's no longer good. So again, there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yishmael held the Sota vessel has to be new. The Rabbanon say it doesn't have to be new. According to Rashi, Rava is coming along and saying that in the Rabbanon's opinion that it does not have to be new, but it can't be that it's so used that it's darkened. The Rambam learns this statement of Rava differently. The Rambam learns that this statement of Rava is going on Rabbi Yishmael. Again, the Rabbanon hold it doesn't have to be new. Rabbi Yishmael holds it does have to be new. Amar Rava, Rava is saying, Lo Shanu, that it's acceptable as long as it's new, is Shalonis Achmu Panov, that it's not darkened. But if it's darkened, it will be pasul. What kind of darkened are we talking about? Says the Rambam in Sota Gimel Tes, v'lo yira kechli bala me'orach hazman. It should not look like it's worn out because of time. The Rambam appears to be describing a shop-worn item. It has never been used. And one would think that according to Rabbi Yishmael, who requires a new vessel, that this vessel, since it's never been used, would qualify. Says Rava, Lo Shanu, we only learnt that it's permitted because it's new, if it's not darkened. But I thought it wasn't used. Correct. It's possible for something to be darkened even though it hasn't been used. As the Rambam is explaining, Kichli Bala Me'orach Hazman, something that simply looks old because it's been sitting around for so long. What we in English refer to as shopworn. The Gemara continues and says, Bo'i Rava, Rava had the following question, Nisachmu ve'chziron lesoch kibshan ho'esh v'nislabnu mahu. If the vessel did darken and they returned it to the furnace where earthenware is hardened, and now it's been whitened, it's been freshened up, what's the halacha in such a case? Mi amrinan, do we say, kevin de idchu idchu, now that it's already been pushed away, it's no longer valid? O dilma, or maybe kevin de hadar hadar, you've been able to restore it, and it's good. And obviously, this question of Rava has to be understood according to Rashi and according to the Rambam, how they sequentially would learn the Gemara. According to Rashi, Rava's comment was regarding the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that it does not have to be new, but Nisachmu Panav Pesulim, if it's been so used that it's darkened, then it's pasul. And on that, Rava asks, what happens if it's darkened, so it was invalid, and now I put it into the furnace to freshen it up? Is that acceptable? And that was the question of the Gemara. According to the Rambam, Rava wasn't going on the Rabbanon, he was going on Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael held it had to be new. Omar Rava, and Rava taught, Nisachmu Panav Pesulim, even if it's new, but if it's darkened, because it's been sitting around, it's pasul. Bo'i Rava, now Rava asks, according to our understanding of Rabbi Yishmael, that it needs to be new, and it cannot look old, even if it hasn't been used. What happens if it looks old, but it's new? Can I put it in the furnace in order to restore it, and kevin de hadar hadar, once it looks fresh again, it would be acceptable. And indeed, that's the way the Rambam paskins, emechziro lekivshan ad shenischadesh kosher. If you put it back in the furnace in order that it is restored, it's freshened up, then it will be kosher as the vessel. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.